this continuity of kind and mindful attention, you know, throughout our day. And it's a high aspiration. And it can be easy to kind of get overwhelmed with it. Definitely if you think about the, you know, 2 weeks, or even if you try to think about a whole day or a whole sitting period, or, you know, one breath. And that's why we sort of try to offer these different tools to kind of break it down into manageable segments, right? The idea of trying to be mindful for our whole lives versus, okay, like we have actually this capacity to be with this next breath. And that's actually all we're going to concern ourselves with at this point. It's a lot more empowering. Also humbling, but that potential is there. So, you know, we have these various kind of aspects of the practice. One is this just trying to go for that continuity, that concurrence of the attention with the object. The concurrence of just the sensations of being with the rising, being with the falling, of, you know, lifting the fork to your mouth, just sort of trying to keep concurrent for a short period of time. That's not even mindfulness. That's just concentration. That's just trying to keep up with how fast things are moving. And then there is this quality of just like, okay, then, you know, we're trying to keep up with it, and then we're trying to receive the experience in this different way. From within, an awareness of the nature of it, you know, as it changes. So one way that we really strongly emphasize, and as you can see, it kind of already, you know, Michelle started it last night with, you know, really emphasizing the standing posture, that the sitting posture is wonderful for a lot of reasons, and in so many ways, but that really the walking meditation is also very important. And for reasons that we'll get into throughout the course, just really want to emphasize that that you take the walking meditation as seriously, that we don't sort of just think of the sitting as like the real practice and then the walking as sort of like tea meditation or whatever, you know, which doesn't mean you can't have a cup of tea sometimes, but just like really getting that this is a very powerful and sometimes very hard way of actually keeping that concurrence and that mindfulness going. And that might be partly why we shy away from it, because it's more like real life. It's a little wilder. Some of us might like that. And then, you know, coming into the hall is a challenge. So just get that we're all different in that way, amongst others, and that they balance each other out. So the walking meditation is essentially using these same tools. It's trying to give us some tools to take one small experience and manageably try to be with it mindfully. We'll do a little exercise in a moment, but I guess I'll just offer the sort of basic framework, which is that generally within this tradition, we pick a walking path that's, you know, 15, 20, 30 feet long, usually not too much longer than that. And not too much shorter than that, because, you know, you need to kind of get it going. And you walk back and forth between two points. So the idea is, you know, you sort of come to a standing posture. You, you know, sort of take a moment to really just sort of tune in, receive what's happening in the body and the mind, and begin this process of mindfully walking from one point to the next. Generally, the emphasis will be on the awareness of the experience happening either in the bottom of your feet or the moving of your legs. But, you know, there are other options as well, and we can kind of go into that at different points. And just to be walking, and it's designed to not you're not going anywhere, right? It's like you're not concerned with where you're going. You're not, your mind, our tendency is going to, you'll see it over and over, you know, when it's lunchtime, the sort of the tendency to just be focused on the dining room, wherever you are, and like that's what you're like, you know, kind of tuned into, versus, okay, I'm actually just going to tune into what is this experience of walking that we do so much in our lives, and we actually get a chance to explore it for its own sake, not just for where we think it's taking us, you know, the goal. So yeah, I guess maybe what I'll invite you to do is, as you're sitting here, maybe just tune into and start to kind of bring the awareness within the experience of, let's just say, your ankles or your knees, just as you're sitting here. You don't have to move, or just kind of however you're sitting right now. See what you might notice in those places. You might not notice much. How would you sort of identify those sensations if you were to put a soft kind of mental note on them? Is there softness or hardness? Tension? Pressure? Lightness? However you might just sort of kind of put a very soft, gentle label on it. Just know that that can sometimes be helpful for bringing the thinking mind into alignment with the aware mind. And then as you're ready, I'll just invite you to come to standing, but keeping as best we can our awareness coming from within either those ankles or knees. So you can see that even just from within those few seconds of experience, a million things happen, and we noticed some of them, right? And things are moving too fast to get too upset about how much you missed. You know, it's just like you notice what you notice within a certain time frame, and don't worry about it. You know, it's great if you notice anything, and if you don't notice anything, but you notice you don't notice anything, that's great. That's great. So just like, you know, whatever you notice is good, and you can see that there's a lot to it, right? So. Keeping your eyes open, and I might actually just invite folks to try to find a place in their row where you can have maybe one or two walking paces in front of you. Doesn't have to be a lot of room. We won't go far. And again, just seeing that even in this standing posture, you can come to a very powerful place of mindfulness, of awareness of what's happening in the body. Again, remembering that we can kind of tune into very small areas of the body if there's experience there that is kind of keeping us connected, that feels relatively easy to be with. You can notice kind of what's happening in the heart and mind. Always just this remembrance to not control or judge, but just receive and tune into whatever the experience that's happening there is. Noticing seeing. And then again, yeah, just letting the weight of your body shift into the left leg. Noticing just all those changing experiences of the, you know, throughout the leg from the foot up. the muscles, the bones, the skin. Noticing what's happening in the right leg. And just very slowly and gently and as kindly, mindfully as you can, lifting that right leg and foot, moving it in front of you and placing it on the floor. Allowing the weight to shift to that right leg and foot. And then bringing your left foot to come meet the right one there in front of you. And so that's all we're trying to do in this practice is break down this experience of walking into manageable segments that we have a chance of being mindful of. And to whatever degree it's helpful, again, to kind of bring in that noting process really gently. You know, you don't want it to be like a club on your mind of trying to be aware of what's happening, but just a slight sort of noticing of lifting, moving, or placing as you bring the foot up, move it in front of you, and place it on the floor can be helpful just to kind of keep that synchronicity, you know, of mind and body there together. And if not that, you know, even just the sensations of pressure, moving, lightness, whatever, you know, whatever you notice, a note can be helpful. So, just mindfully coming back to your seats for a moment.